Aloha and welcome to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. I'm Bruce Fisher, also known as Aloha Bruce. Thanks for tuning in. Got an interesting podcast for you today. We're going to talk about not winging it when you come to Hawaii, please. I'm going to talk about places that need reservations that you might not even know about or even realize that you need to do before you come to Hawaii. Nay. Of course, this podcast is not hosted by a wannabe social media influencer or somebody that doesn't know anything about booking a Hawaii vacation. We're your hosts. We're Hawaii Aloha Travel. We're in Hawaii. We're Hawaii's experts. And you can catch us on the web at hawaii-aloha.com, or you can simply just give us a call at 1-800-843-8771. All of our advisors are standing by right now for you, and we'd love to help you plan your next Hawaii vacation. We've been doing it for 22 years, our 17th year of podcasting, so we know what we're doing, and we want to help you get from there to here in the best possible way. So please reach out to us. Also check out our Facebook page. That's the only really social media vertical that we're on. And you just go to Facebook, Hawaii Aloha Travel. Chime in. We post all of our blog posts there. We try to answer questions. It's really pretty much a one-way thing, but we would love to hear from you. Either way, get in touch and start working on this Hawaii vacation because you deserve it. You know, everybody needs to get out and enjoy their vacations, and Hawaii is just an excellent place to do it. It's still the United States. It's still part of the, I'm amazed that some people just still don't even realize we're part of the United States here. But yeah, you know, we're connected by, you know, you have to fly here. We have no land connecting us. And it's funny that we have interstate highways here. But, you know, there's no bridges between the islands. Obviously, you can't get here any other way but flying here. So please do it. Get involved. And we can make you, we can help you have a wonderful vacation, give you our expertise. I'm sorry that I've been a little lax about the podcast. I actually just think there are so many podcasts out there. It's just become such a diluted space that, you know, back in the day when I first started doing this, you know, I was the only one out here, you know, doing podcasts. Now, like, that's kind of like why I say, you know, it's not hosted by a social media influencer, because a lot of the people that are now podcasting sort of followed what I was doing for years, you know. Now they're even more popular than me. You know, I'm not the greatest talent in the world. Like, you know, this is not supposed to be a, you know, an entertainment feature for you, really. It's just an way to, you know, share information. It's also a way for me to kind of keep my foot in broadcasting, because I spent a lot of years doing that. And it also, I enjoy doing it. And it also gives me the opportunity to kind of get our message out there about our company. You know, we're a travel company. And I find it interesting when people go to our Facebook page, I'm seeing a lot of, like, I don't know, maybe it's because of the name of our company or something, or just the way we're approaching our social media, that when people go to our Facebook page, I don't think they even realize that we're like a travel company. They think we're maybe bloggers or like an information center or something, you know. But and sometimes I'll just hear from people that don't even know, you know, like, and this kind of like prompted me for this particular podcast, because one of the things that I really don't want you to do is to come to Hawaii and just wing it, whether obviously you use me or not, or whoever, however you're planning this. I find that especially people that are, you know, do their own planning. You know, if you're one of those, you know, you're the kind of person that you don't need any help. You do everything yourself. You're going to research. You go researching and you go on the internet and, you know, you sort of just kind of look at what everybody else is doing, which I get. And, you know, the internet has matured and the information sources have matured. I give you that. But nothing, I don't think, replaces somebody, you know, real professionals like us that have been doing this for years. And I've been running into this a lot, where people just think that they're going to come here and just wing it, basically. Oh, I'll just come here and then I'll go to Hanama Bay, or I'll go to Diamond Head. These are two places on Oahu that are very popular, that people are not really getting the message that now you need reservations for them. So if you haven't been to Hawaii in a few years, there's really several big changes for you here. And that's reservation requirements at a lot of the parks and the beaches. And it really began as a way to control crowds and to guarantee spots in high demand attractions. And now the program has grown throughout the state, and you're going to see a lot of national, county, and state parks in Hawaii. Not all of them yet, but a lot of them where you actually need to make reservations. So what does that mean for your vacation? Well, you just can't wing it, like I'm saying, you know, not without some disappointments, you know, if you're going to just try to do that. You'll want to really plan an itinerary with a little more care than you would normally do it if you're, you're a control person. You know, you don't want anybody getting inside your reservations and stuff, you know. And that's the other thing that, you know, kind of helps when you have somebody like us involved in the reservation is when something really goes wrong, because I can tell you that, you know, we do the best work when things go wrong, not when they're going right. When things are going right, you don't really need us, you know, but when things go wrong, you know, it really helps to have somebody like us on your team to run interference. I had a guy just the other day, his luggage didn't make it on his inter-island flight from Oahu to Kauai. And he called me because he didn't get his luggage, you know, and he was saying they're not bringing me their luggage. So you know what I told him to do? I told him, go back to the airport. I can guarantee you that luggage is still sitting there. So sure enough, he went back to the airport and there was his luggage. It was there. So keep in mind that, you know, having somebody in your reservation or working with you, I don't know why I got into that tangent, but I just started to think about that because it's just another good point about why we are here and we do what we do. So what do you need to know about reservations at the various parks? There's a lot of them now that do require the reservations. Of course, like I was saying, helps keep the crowds down. But there are a few, and you really want to know which ones they are and make sure that you make these reservations. The big question that comes up very often is how far in advance can you reserve? Well, it just depends on the park. But for the most part, there are advanced reservations, including Pearl Harbor, which I know that's just becomes a real problem for folks. It just gets very confusing. I've done a whole podcast, by the way, about booking Pearl Harbor on your own and avoiding all the troubles. But if you need help with that, give us a call. So here are some. Now, the sunrise at Haleakala and throughout Hawaii, there are several ones, but it's always an early start at the Haleakala National Park, and they started making reservations for quite some time. So that's one that's been around for a while. That's been like that since 2017. There is a reservation system, and for $1.50, and by the way, none of these reservations really cost a lot of money. You can secure your spot at the park, and that way it allows you to drive up without getting turned away, and that way you're all set. So that's a big one. Another thing to remember is that during the COVID surge, a lot of the parks started controlling the sizes. So they didn't want people, you know, too many people getting into the park. And it was really helpful for Hanauma Bay. But Diamond Head Crater and Waipanapanapa State Beach Park in Maui began requiring reservations now. And there are several other parks that do as well. The Waipanapanapa State Park one is a really important one because if you know, that's where you go to the road to Hana. Now, if you're not going to, you know, if you're going to go to the road to Hana and you don't have these reservations, guess what? You know, you're not going to be able to go to see the Black Sand Beach. You won't be able to park there, walk around, and enjoy that beautiful natural resource. I mean, it is gorgeous down there. I mean, you really should be including the road to Hana. It's not for everybody to drive. Sometimes I do recommend that you do get a tour. And if you do get a tour, you don't have to worry about this parking thing, because the guys that do the tours that take you down there to Waipanapanapa have passes. They already have that all scheduled out. But since the rise in tourism and a lot of this stuff, it seems like, you know, especially now, the islands are more packed than ever. And there really is a strong movement here in Hawaii to control tourism. It's been on the table for almost as long as I've been doing this, actually, this whole thing about controlling tourism, and they are doing everything they can to try and, I want to say, discourage you from coming here in a sense, because they feel like less is better And that's why you see more fees. You know, we're going to see this tourism fee coming up. And there's a big movement to deter vacation rentals here. And it all goes back to this core idea that we're trying to control tourism here and have less people. And it became a huge footnote, or whatever you want to call it, focus point when COVID-19 hit and there was nobody here. And everybody was like, people that lived here, it was really wonderful in a sense, because here we had all the beaches and everything to our own. And, you know, you could really see, you know, how it was back in the day, really, how pristine and beautiful this place was. But, you know, kind of getting off on a tangent here, but Hanauma Bay, that's another one. Improved technology has helped make this reservation system there. So now you do have to make reservations. You can't just come here and do it. If you get online, you have to go to the parks. Now, we help people make the reservations, but we can't make the reservations for you. It's really just not appropriate for us to be making reservations for you either, because we don't want anybody thinking that we're abusing the systems in any way. So we'll guide you through how to do it. And this is a great famous spot. I'm sure you might have heard of Hanauma Bay. It might be on your schedule. If you're going to be coming to Oahu, it's a great place to enjoy this beautiful natural resource. And you can snorkel right from the beach. They even have snorkeling equipment there. So it's great. But they started making those reservations. It's $25 per adult. And I have to say, they kind of change the availability. So I just want to encourage you, because I'm not sure when you're listening to this podcast, just to get over to the Hawaii Parks and Recreation.gov website and see what the latest rules are. But if you're planning far enough in advance, you're not going to have any problems. So here are some other ones. So you've got Hanauma Bay, and by the way, I've got all of the ones that I'm really want you to focus on right on our website. If you go to hawaii-aloha.com and just click on the podcast, you're going to see this post, and I have links to each of the government sites where you can do it. So Hanauma Bay, $25 a person. You do have to pay with a credit card. You can't pay cash. That's the other thing that a lot of people don't know. I've had people actually call me and tell me that they couldn't get into the park if they didn't have cash. So you have to have a credit card. So keep that in mind. If you're residents, by some miracle listening to this, or children under 12 are free, reservations are typically open 2 days in advance. And there are limited tickets available in person beginning at 6:45 every morning. But I can tell you, at 6:45 in the morning, man, do those reservations run out quick, because we've tried to do it for clients that are trying to do this last minute thing. So make sure that you have to transpose the time, right? Because we don't have daylight savings here. So you got to really time it and be up in the middle of the night on the mainland if you're going to try and get those seats, or hopefully you're here really early in the morning. And, you know, if you have jet lag, you're probably waking up very early in the morning. You know, let's face it, you're probably getting up at like 4 o'clock in the morning if you're coming from the East Coast. Most people do. Diamond Head State Monument, of course, we talked about that. People are really not realizing you got $5 a person and $10 car fees. It's going to cost you $15 if you got a car. U.S., of course, the Arizona Memorial and Pearl Harbor, it's $1 plus parking. Reservations are up to 8 weeks in advance, and tickets are available after 3 p.m. the day before. So that's a little bit easier, but again, you got to play click, 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 and you got to be on the website, and you got to really be quick. Another one is the Lion Arboretum. And that's the botanical gardens out towards the University of Hawaii in Manoa. That now requires reservations. It's completely free to book online, but you have to have reservations, and they open up the Friday before each week. And I've had several people upset that they just went there and they couldn't get in because they did not have a reservation. Of course, this has always been the case. Iolani Palace It's not a public site, but remember that you need reservations to visit Iolani Palace. They don't take same day or walk-in bookings anymore over there. It's $27. There is Kaima Aina discounts if you're local and you want to go there as well. Over on Maui, the three main ones that I want to talk about is, and I kind of talked about sunrise at Haleakala. Reservations are only necessary between 3 a.m. and 7 a.m. That's for sunrise. And it's $1 per person plus the park entry fee that you'll pay per person. They open 60 days in advance with additional spots available 2 days in advance. So I guess some people are getting lucky, but I would not depend on the 2 day in advance. You know, it's better to just make the darn reservations and cancel them for somebody else if you don't make it. Waipanapanapa State Park, which I mentioned, this is where the Black Sand Beach is. This is a $5 per person and $10 per vehicle. Residents, of course, are free and don't need a reservation. And you can book this 30 days in advance. Iyo Valley, another one that they just recently added. That's over on Maui as well. $5 a person, $10 a vehicle. Hawaii residents, of course, are free. And you can book up to 30 days in advance. Over on Kauai, Haena State Park, this is the toughest one. This is really the toughest one. Now, Haena is all the way north. It's got the northernmost beautiful beach. It's one of my favorite. I have to go there every time I go to Kauai. $5 a person, $10 per car. You can also reserve this round trip shuttle, which goes from Waipa Park. There's like a park and ride there, and that's $40 a person. There's a parking and entry fee, but with residents who are, you know, Hawaii residents, you don't have to worry about that. That's the one good thing about living here. And finally, on Kauai, the Botanical Gardens, it's a nonprofit, but you also need reservations there. A lot of people want to go to those botanical gardens there. And people remind them they do require reservations. So if you want to explore those locations, you need one. Over on the Big Island, I just want to mention Waipio Valley, because Hawaii National Park, but pretty much there's not a lot of restrictions there at the parks. Black Sand Beach is, you know, Punalu'u, any of the parks in there there's no restrictions there that I'm aware of just yet. But Waipio Valley, there's an access road there and it's completely close to the public. And I know people talk about Waipio Valley a lot, but if you want to visit that, I highly recommend it, but you do need a guided tour there. You just can't go there. And if you give us a call, I can help you reserve it so that you can see Waipio Valley. So whether, you know, you love or hate Hawaii reservation requirements, you're just going to have to accept them. They're here to stay. And I'm likely going to have to update this even more. And we're also looking at this bill that legislators are putting in. They're trying to develop an app that's going to make this reservation system a little bit easier. And it's also going to expand the number of parking required to it's going to expand the number of parks requiring a reservation. But it's also going to make it a lot easier for visitors to manage. And you know how these things are. They take forever whenever you're dealing with government. So hopefully they'll be getting that soon. And I'll be bringing you up to date with that. Other than that, I just want to bring all that to you. Remember to check out our website, hawaii-aloha.com. Don't forget to give us a call. Get involved. Don't forget to check out our sister site, Secret Hawaii Tours, where you can get a personal guide, local folks that are born and raised here or lived here most of their lives, just like our agents. And you can really have a immersive local experience with Secret Hawaii Tours. The other thing is, don't forget that we do have in-house condos that we, like Airbnb style, that we have available that we own, and they're very affordable, like the Luana Waikiki Suites, Hotel and Suites. It's a boutique hotel. It operates like a hotel, but it's a condo, and we do that for podcast listeners for $159 a night. It includes tax, no resort fee, and if you're lucky enough, and I've got it available, you know, just let me know, and I'll hook you up with that, and you'll be able to save a lot of money because it's over $250 a night with tax and fees and everything else that they charge. So that'll do it. That'll wrap it up for my beautiful wife, Ya Ling, and all of us here at Hawaii Aloha Travel. I'll say aloha and mahalo.